Let me tell you something. You here, talk about Young Justice. Things are going on. You might be happy, you might be not, but guess what? You're going to be something. All right? So welcome to NEIDSUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. Hit that thumbs up. Glad you're here. We're going to talk about Young Justice. We're going to talk about people in the zone, people out the zone, people getting into the zone, people doing wrong. All right? That's what we're talking about. But I'm not by myself. All right, you know what I'm saying? Why you subscribing? Why you sharing the stream? Why you being like, oh, snap. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Let me introduce you, all right, to some folks that rolled through right over here, all right? One half of the dynamic duo from the South. Let me tell you about this man. This man right here is a one-man army when it comes to selling comic books, collectibles to the youth. You know what I'm saying? To the people at large. Making sure they have literature in their hands so they can get their read on. Keith Cooper, what's up? Word.
More people to come to this con that's going to be here and promote for event on June 5th. Shout out to Mark. He's going to be hosting a arts and hip hop festival next Sunday.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Wow. And in the bottom square, the cinematic sorcerer, the one who makes sure that if you want to be involved in this thing we call genre entertainment, horror, geek, whatever it is, he makes sure there's a place for you. Right below, Solar Gray.
What's going on, guys? I'm Solar Gray, the cinematic sorcerer, trying to get my Zatara thing going. Although I don't have a tuxedo and a top hat yet, but that is coming. And yeah, man, seriously, thank you for the shout out and the reminder for the community outreach stuff and, you know, the getting folks involved. And yeah, you know what? I fought hard to be the geek I am today. Now, I don't mean I fought to become the geek I am today. I have always been the geek that I am. And I have suffered many whoopings.
Many whoopings.
Family members, from peers, from people at school, you know, and from other geeks. What? No, I didn't know brothers read comic books. I'm like, looking at your family, don't look like you think brothers can read. But we are here, we are doing that, and I'm making sure that it's a lot easier for those coming up behind me to get to where I am without all those complications. And, you know, if they need a little older man in the corner, you know, I can show them how to fight a little dirty. No, fight a little dirty, hit that geek knowledge in.
Okay. So I'm going to start it off with this. You know, I'm going to try to be nice. But I'm just going to outright say it. Superboy, you don't even know these people like that. All right? You don't even know these people like that. Let's just keep it real. Superboy, you don't even know these people like that. All right, let's start there.
Like, let's just say this.
Have you ever seen somebody riding hard for somebody? Like, bruh, like, I've known you since like fifth grade. You knew these people for 2 weeks. What are you talking about? Here's you about to go to war for these people? Really?
Of May that I learned, and I yell it at my friends. See, if you learn one thing from Doctor Strange, you got to fortify your mind. His mind is weak. He fortified his mind, man. He went crazy. He always going crazy, like, you know. He got to have some weakness, you know. You got all the other stuff. He got almost all the Kryptonian powers. Yeah, he ain't got the strong mind, so. But then again, on the flip side, I think maybe he is strong, but you know, the Young Justice characters go through so much drama. And it's okay.
True. It hasn't been an easy
I say glorious.
Like, as opposed to, you know, the idiotic version of this Superman. But I'm going to stop hating for a brief minute. I'm not going to stop hating. But I mean, you know.
Before I throw it to Solar, also, don't sleep. This is yet another Superman mind control storyline. Even though it's not direct mind control, it's still like mind control. like a little bit. Look, in the comic books, y'all always mind control of Superman. Like, y'all have no other plan, all right? So, come on, man. This is
ultimate weapon. Ultimate Superboy, power.
You don't even know. All right, cool. Your peoples come through, right? Your peoples come through, and they're like, yo, Superboy. You know what I'm saying? We here for you, dog. Like, we lost you, and you here. And he even have memories of them.
Don't you come way back when?
Yep. Then his lady comes through. Baby, come home. He like, nah, I'm down with Zod now. Really, though? Like, really? But, Solar, please, go ahead. I know.
I see. You're giving me that time to be the voice of dissent here. But I will say this. It looks like you were absolutely correct with the Superboy mind control things. There's something going on with Zod. They're really, he must got that super Daxamite swag, you know, because he's straight up gaslighting like an Eddie Murphy routine. Like straight up, nah, man, what me? What me? Nah, hey, Zod. Who you serve? What are you talking about? No, I saw you destroy that planet. I put you in my spaceship and gave you a hey, what me? You know, and Superboy sitting up going, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it wasn't. Yeah. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Idris Elba and Beast of No Nation. He's really got that energy going, that whole, okay. I am your rock, I am your stability, I will assume your risk, you will follow me, I save your life, you know, so, right. I don't know what's going on with Connor, I really don't, I don't know what's going on, but that last shot of the episode, kind of made me go, ooh, we about to see what kind of pops you are, you know, because they get through all that stuff and it's like, father, the galaxy is yours, and he's looking at him like, if you could do all this stuff, why you need me, you know?
Yeah, he didn't seem like, he doesn't seem like the father of the year mug.
I mean,
it really Zod looks like we're gonna get a fences moment next week.
Zod conquers. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, and the Killmonger son just ain't getting things done. Now, before we get into the episode, I did want to jump through one comment from the homie SM Down. He said, when Superboy got out of Cadmus, he didn't know Robin, Kid Flash, or Aqualad like that, but he rode with them. But remember the scientist geomorph, whatever, remember he like gave him the mentals and he talked to him, he was like, nah man, they cool, get out there, you got to do it for us, remember? Like, I mean, of course I'm paraphrasing, he was like, yo my dude, like, hey, hold us down, and he was like, all right, word, you know what I'm saying?
So, and you know,
it was a little extra help, he didn't just be like, oh, all right, we down with you.
And in regards to this, he didn't have what, 10 years of ride or die family time built up with the aliens of Cadmus. He was in a box. You know, they kept him in a jar. And since he got out of Cadmus, I mean, he got his girl. He got Nightwing. He got
family.
I'm serious.
Yeah, he got a family. Like, so, he got to become a real boy, if you will, instead of a real boy.
Thank you. you know,
I mean, Zod did is really get him like a dope track to like sing to. You know what I'm saying? He's like,
Hey, man.
Is the will of Zod. I was like, oh,
so you're saying that
iTunes coming next week?
That Superboy is like Ghostface and Zod is like Dre, and he just hooked up with Dre for like one track. Now the rest of the clan is there, and he's like, "Nah, I'm riding with Death Row."
It's like, hold up, we known each other forever.
I mean, I missed the last couple episodes, but Connor just rat left and right.
Yo, like ghost. Connor just snitched.
He don't leave Phantom Girl alone. I'm just glad Phantom Girl got away. I know that's the last episode, but she just said, you?
She's like, come on. She was like, I can get you out of here. I'm not going. Okay. Not this. I must stay and save you. Nah, I'm out.
I'll be back.
Uh-huh.
She went back. She got his crew.
Yeah, she went back and got his crew. Now, once again, I like this episode. I like everything's coming together. I'm digging it. I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm going to just say this once. I'm going to say this once every episode until we're at the end. I think we only got two more left. Should have came way before now. But, you know, hey, I'm just leaving that there. Because I know DC be watching. All right? They be watching. They be peeping. What we be
I'm gonna
doing?
Be fair. I would be a little bit more lenient because I'm across our genre review type of multiverses. Uh-oh. You know, I'm going to show them some leniency because we showed it to Atlanta. So this was their exploratory phase. Now, with that said, we don't want it next season. All right?
No.
We keep Atlanta doing it. They getting the council.
I want DC. The poster that we y'all gave me and let's get to the action. I don't want
get
poetry.
To the point.
I don't want poetry night from poetry. Artemis. I don't want to see Sportsmaster. Like, hell, I don't want Orphan talking about Frederick Douglass and Malcolm X and stuff. I don't want to hear nothing.
You mean Onyx?
Onyx. Yeah.
That's why she's a better character. But anyway, just make it up a lot. Whatever. If that sounds problematic, I'm sorry. But still, Onyx sucked. But anyway,
Onyx just needs some help, man.
Get out of hand.
Jenna James says, "I'm honestly scared if Connor will die for real, as his wounds appear severe, and he is on a red sun planet. Also, let's support Greg Weissman and his crew to bring us more Young Justice." Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I still love Young Justice. I'm just like, this season has been a long walk.
It was
say to nowhere, but it's been a long walk. It's been a very long walk.
It took forever for that magic school bus to finally pay off.
Thank you. You're talking about like 20 episodes for that joint to pay off.
Yeah. Yeah. I was getting a little tired of Dime Store Miss Frizzle myself. I'm like, where are they going with this? Where are they going? And when they finally did it last week, I'm like, oh, all right. That's good. That's good.
Like, it took you this long? Like, what y'all been doing?
Yeah, but you
know. Oh, wait, my bad. She had a trick her students. To saving her daddy and taking his place from
Dr. Nabu. Fate. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's right. She was being scammy for a minute.
So
which I'm cool. That's how magic characters need to be written. You know.
Zatanna, I'm gonna give you some wisdom from Hood Chicks. You need to keep a razor blade under your tongue. So when someone try to put their hand over your mouth, then you can just cut their hand and be like, oh, and then you can finish the spell. Because people always shut in your mouth, all right? You need it like, look, come on, man. You need like,
smart
you need
villains.
Or hit us with a jutsu or something, you know what I'm saying, to unblock your mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Zod crew. They were throwing haymakers. They like, shut up. That woman was like, that chick punched her in the mouth a few times. They grabbed her, they pushed her down. They snatched up. That's what I want from my villains. Like, you use your mouth to do magic. I'm gonna knock your mouth off.
Z, not only do I want you to do that, I got something better for you, Z. Z, from now on, create a clone of yourself. Your clone goes in. You like a sniper now, all right? You hanging back, assessing the situation. Your clone is there. Create a little magic clone, you know what I'm saying? I know you know how to do that stuff. You'd be like, bah, 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 shoo, shoo, shoo. And then be like, boom, you got the magic clone. It's like Naruto. All right, you go up there, they with you, and then somehow you'd be like, oh, snap, now I can call out all kinds of spells from deep, you know what I'm saying? And you ain't got to worry about nothing. You like, you know what I'm saying? You calling them out from deep, you calling the plays. You like a coach. You know what I'm saying? And it,
you know,
boom,
I'm not going to say that you are incorrect, but what I am going to say is that if writers implemented that, there would be no story. Zatanna wins because if she can say it backwards, it happens. Okay. So if she could say it remotely, I mean, let's face it, the way that you're talking about this, just send Zatanna in with a cell phone. You know, hey, Nightwing, take this, put me on speaker. Plot on. That's it. Zatanna drinking mimosas, and there's no more story.
You can still have it where she has to be there, like in kind of like the vicinity. But I mean, as long as she's within, say, I don't know, say something like 100 yards or something, she can kind of be like, And then she could kind of be like that long range player. You know what I'm saying? When you're out there doing capture the flag, you got your sniper. All right, she got to camp out and see, you know, like, oh, snap, they got a lot of dudes beating people up. All right, let me.
I would be cool with that if there was a limit on what her magic could do. I mean, when you think about it, like, this one features a couple of my favorite characters being the Martians. Okay, I love the Martians. Martian Manhunter is my favorite superhero. He is my favorite cape. All right, with Constantine being my favorite magic slinger and Dr. Doom being my favorite super scientist and all that jazz. All right. But the thing is, their kryptonite is fire. And why is their kryptonite fire? Because they are Superman, Mystique, and Professor X in one body. Okay, there ain't no fighting that.
And they're a ghost on top of that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Kitty Pryde. So you got Kitty Pryde, Superman, Charles Xavier, Mystique, and Young Justice.
Sort of Plastic Man, too, to a certain degree. You can do Plastic Man stuff, too.
That's the Mystique. I mean, that's the hardcore shapeshifting. And so you got all...
Mystique can't do Plastic Man stuff, though.
Because it was that episode.
Okay, so yeah, let's put Plastic Man in that too.
Martian Manhunter actually took over Clayface's body and fooled Clayface and did all of his shapeshift. Like he did all of his stuff.
Yeah.
Plastic Man.
So that level of power that's invulnerable mentally, physically, transdimensionally, energetically, and almost magically. What do you do to stop it? This is why the Martians are not featured in very many cartoons. You give them stuff like fire.
With those mental characters, that's when you always get that like,
that's all they can do. That's all. Again,
strike a match.
Here we go.
You didn't fortify your minds.
Yeah, the more powerful the hero, the more available their counter has to be. You know, you got Charles Xavier that can do just about everything to the mind, but all you got to do is just run down the stairs and punch him in the mouth, and old Charles is done. You know, so with Zatanna, the woman is a goddess. I mean, she is a goddess as far as being able to warp reality. So what do you do to stop her? You cover that mouth. And truth, in the book, she doesn't even need to talk.
Has there ever been a storyline where someone's cut her tongue out? Or maybe I'm going too adult.
Not cut her tongue, but the comic books have made it very clear that the backwards talking makes it easier, but she don't need it.
Wait, what?
Yes. It's just a focus. But if she concentrates a little hard, then she don't have to speak the words backwards. She can just think it and it happens. But they had to give her a couple of those limitations because one, they didn't want to be, you know, you don't need another Scarlet Witch. And two, limitations are where good storytelling comes in. If you don't
read, I totally agree.
You know, so true, if you don't give your people limits, then what do you got?
But the problem with that is you show them being sweet and then you be like, oh yeah, they got this limitation. But they also had it like last season when they did this and it was mad sweet. And apparently that limitation didn't exist. Now it's this limitation.
The power of the pen and convenience.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, if we were talking about writing a movie trilogy and that be done, or a novel series and that be done, we could have these complaints. But we're talking about characters that are expected to have new stories week after week after week that have already been here for 70 years and they're hoping to go in perpetuity. So, you can't be original or commonsensical.
Okay, so how about this? we step into the realm, right? So Rocket makes a force field for Zatanna so she could call out the plane. Right? Even though technically in the Phantom Zone it don't work, so I guess it don't matter no way. But still, I'm just saying that would be a situation where you could utilize some cool teamwork, you know, and I'm just saying, man, y'all got mopped. This is the second time y'all got mopped up. Y'all got mopped up by Clarion and y'all too rusty.
But that's Clarion. I mean, Clarion can kill you.
Okay, Clarion is a chaos guy.
Yeah, I was about to say. Like,
but what I do like is that who kind of saved him first? I mean, it's Robin told him, hey, rely on training. And then Calder had this like, look, I figured out. I miss Calder and Nightwing figuring stuff out first and telling the rest of the dummies.
Reach.
Quick.
Because Aqualad did go back. Well, sorry, Aquaman now. Aquaman went straight back into leader mode, like, do this, do that, flip over there, turn around there. You go. I was like, yes, he did. But this is the show I wanted in episode one. even though they lost, you got my team's there. You know what I'm saying?
They gave us that, like, yes, this is what we should have had a year ago. But I get it. We have to, you know, they're that phase of life where they're exploring.
In all honesty, guys, I've been happy with the season. I mean, the character development, the drama.
By and large, I've been happy with the season.
Yeah, like, real talk.
It's just, you know,
I remember Justice League Unlimited and stuff, and they didn't do the character work that this show has done. It was, it was a little bit of action or a little bit of character work and then a whole lot of Monster of the Week. And then the moral of the story is, but that's it.
Because they did a long arc of Hawkgirl and John Stewart. Then
The romantic
Vixen
arc.
And John Stewart. And then kind of the back and forth. They even had the background stuff with John Stewart and Kat. They had the stuff with Bruce and Wonder Woman.
We're serious. You just mentioned three story arcs that contain the emotional arc of one main character being John Stewart, a second character being Shayera, and a little bit of a sidebar romance story arc with Batman and Wonder Woman. Here's my question. Here's my question on that. did the Flash have marital problems? You know, Aquaman got two episodes throughout the whole thing. And what was up with Superman and Lois? Were they a couple? We don't know. But in this show, in the past four seasons, we have gotten deep into everybody's psyche, everybody's life. You know?
Yes, you're right. Because if a character pops up on screen in Young Justice and it's an arc, you're going to know a lot. You're going on a ride along in their psyche, their brain, their mind. And again, shout out.
That you don't really want, though.
Well, I had to give a shout out to the Rocket arc for my personal reasons.
Uh-huh.
I had to represent for that at the con and tell people.
No,
you know,
the Rocket arc was cool. It wasn't too long. Yeah. The Rocket arc was a perfect lift.
Thank you. It was a perfect.
Artemis went.
It felt like a Justice League limited arc, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
that's right.
Yeah, and honestly, I care more about Orion in this show than I ever did outside of the comic books.
Yes,
you know, and
it was a proper arc.
You know, and we gotta give it up to Forager and Forager.
Yeah, okay? Forager's about that Forager life. With
Forager squared.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Put the Mac down. Jenna James says, I was thinking, according to the end credits, Clarion was telling Savage about his interactions with the team last week and tell them what's in the Phantom Zone. Savage, of course, will try to manipulate.
Of course. He got time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So then, let's see. ZSB Lou said, wouldn't it be better to break Young Justice's characters into their own series? So you still looking for that.
We don't know.
I wouldn't be mad at seeing them in their own series. I wouldn't be mad at that.
I don't know. Because honestly, if they got their own series, what tone would you have to go for? Because the spinoff can never be the same feeling as the original show.
Well, I remember someone was pitching in the chat one time, like Outsiders having their show, Young Justice having their show, and like there being like basically like three ongoing shows that kind of coincided once a year or something like that. I can't remember who that was in the chat. I apologize. It might have been Andre. Not sure who said it.
I will say this. I would not mind an outsider show because, you know, I like Rion.
They ain't getting
no I would like to have more of that going to be, like, if it's like a 10-episode arc thing, cool or something, to wrap up when he finally figure out he's being played. But if we don't get it, I'm fine with it being woven in into Young Justice because since they're all a part of the stage. But yeah, I could use something that's really tight to this central plot and not, you know, going a Magic School Bus ride. That would be nice to not ever have that ever again. But I'm pretty sure it would be all into the same season. I would hope, you know, I hope they would entertain it. But, you know.
We'll see. But I like this about this episode. Superman comes in. Superman assesses the situation. And he's like, yo, guys, I trust him. We got to go with them. And he was like, look, I know it seems weird and I can't really tell you everything, but you gotta trust me. And they didn't question him. They didn't like, why you don't tell me nothing? They was just like, word, we got your back. Let's roll.
Dude, and that's Superman. Superman. If this was Marvel, it'd be like, the same if Steve Rogers said it.
Well, what you saying is they didn't do him like Black Lightning, like CW did Black Lightning when he came up with a plan.
Yeah. And speaking of Black Lightning, I gotta say, this Black Lightning, I'm digging. I'm really digging. I'm seeing a lot more of his political leadership on this with the whole, you know, oh, I feel my power's waning. It's like, bro, we got a Martian, a new god.
Yeah, don't worry about this.
Yeah, no, we cool. Oh, yeah.
And I was hoping to see him in more of a kind of like mentor role with Static,
They can't let two black people involved together and learn from each other. Yeah, moment they do, that's when like an alien invasion happens.
Yeah. And who knows? Now, maybe it'll be an alien invasion where a black character gets a power other than electricity.
Thank you. And maybe we could have a storyline where a black character becomes a hero without being inspired by a white character. But I mean, hey, you know what I mean? What can you do? ZSB Lou said, at the beginning of the episode, I was initially confused by why Kilowog didn't immediately recognize Lor Zod. But then I remembered Kilowog never actually encountered Lor Zod in person during Rocket's arc. And presumably, Tomar Ray's ring didn't record any audio-visual data of Lor Zod. And the Leaguers either weren't wearing techno contact lens or the contact lens hadn't been set up to automatically record footage. So Kilowog would have only had a general description of Lor Zod to go off of. And with only that information, and since that description would probably apply to many humanoids in the galaxy, it makes sense why Kilowog would not assuredly recognize Lor Zod and only have some mild suspicion. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing about that scene. That joint was mad ballsy.
Thank you.
That was mad.
Thank you.
I was like, so you just gonna walk up in there?
He literally killed a cop and then walked into that precinct. While the cop's partner is behind the cop's son going, you got a prisoner here. I'd kind of like some information, you know.
Who does that?
Huh?
And then say your dad was a great guy. Or something, whatever.
Yeah, like that was Killmonger Zod is like that. He has got some stones. I'll give him that.
Yeah. That's why I think next week we're getting a fences moment.
Because anyone that might have seen him or recognized him or put, you don't know, like that is brazen to do that. That is brazen.
I mean, he's like that kid where, you know, I got a chip on my shoulder, knock it off. what you gonna do about it? I mean, you gonna have to fight them. I mean, I know a few Green Lanterns should be able to stop a Kryptonian like that, but I don't know. He might kill a few people.
Let's be for real. Kryptonians ain't invincible. All right, don't hold them joints too hard. All right,
a couple of corrections, real quick. Number one, he is a Daxamite.
Oh, sorry.
And Daxamite are stupidly less powerful than Kryptonians because of their kryptonite. Come on, ask me the question. What's a Daxamite's kryptonite? Come on, ask it.
What is their kryptonite?
Lead.
Oh, well, damn. That's way more reoccurring than kryptonite.
Yeah, Daxamite or Superman that ain't bulletproof. And the Green Lanterns know this. What? Lead. Lead is their kryptonite.
You telling me I can go get my... We go get a regular gun and kill this guy?
Yes.
What?
That's the whole thing about Daxamites.
Yeah.
Shooting a Daxamite is like shooting Superman with a kryptonite bullet.
Metallo or whatever his name is, the guy,
Metamorpho,
he can just take him out like that.
Yeah. Honestly, Red Hood could take him out.
Well, that's
Red Hood probably would.
Red Hood can shoot.
But that is one of the reasons that the Superboy stand-in for the Legion of Superhero spent so long in the Phantom Zone. Because he was a Daxamite, and young Clark Kent was like, oh, there is kryptonite in this box. Oh no, it is having an adverse effect, and shoved him into the Phantom Zone for 1,000 years because he had lead sickness. So that's a big thing. And keep in mind, bullets are made of lead. So, you know, if Lor-El gets a little uppity, they just need to call Jason Todd.
They ain't gonna let him shoot nobody though, you know.
I'm not really trying to see Red Hood shoot a brother. But anyway.
I know they got to lose, but it kind of hurts because I'm like, it's funny the only brothers we can get on the show is immediately bad guys. We saw a Black Lightning for 2 seconds.
I'll take it at this point.
Have we seen Static for longer than 20 seconds this season?
You only saw him at the intervention.
Sitting in the chair next to Jaime.
We saw Cyborg for a second. You know what I'm saying?
Cyborg just chilling. He's like, I ain't got time for this superhero stuff. I got to work on me in my spirit.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I got to get right with the Lord.
I got this evil spirit. A father boxing me that I gotta keep
up. SM Down says Lor Zod mom and dad are Kryptonian. I think he's registered as a Daxamite because he may have been born there. So I'm not sure if the ring, if the ring is right as what it called Lor Zod. So maybe, but still, either way, like he walking around like you can't be killed, like. You can die. don't sleep. Like, you can catch an L. Like, he walk around like, yellow sun, I got the red eyes. It's like, look, don't think. Yes, in many cases, you can take, arsenal or something like that. But you can beat everybody. Like, calm down.
I mean, hey, man. Bloodsport was in jail for almost killing Superman.
And like, you know. So.
Don't get got out in the streets.
This puts us in a good place for the next episode that I would like. Because I'm like, yo, we good. We got a brand new bat. We learned about Danny. And kind of like. What he is and where he is kind of mentally, which I think is cool. So we have another friend, even though.
Yeah, no, Danny gone, bro.
Yeah.
Danny gone.
You think he's gone?
Yes.
He's probably going to pop up one more time and his spirit is going to ascend.
I hope not. I hope he's gone. I hope he's dead. Because this show ain't shy about killing off people.
Show lane.
So I think that would be cool. The thing is, Malefic is, he's a bad dude. He is the main bad guy to the Martian Manhunter. And they really haven't shown him being bad. You know what I mean? So this one, he pops up, he kills a kid. It's like, by the way, I'm evil. And now I'm going to do the whole team thing.
I mean, he killed him so fast. Like, nah.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, damn, dog, you can just block him. You're like, nope. You, what he said?
You, like, oh, no, not you. Man. Not you.
Are you something?
He was like, no, not you. And, you know, every time I'm on this show with you guys, I got to say it again. I love the respect that this show pays to the new gods. All right. We got 14 seconds when we're finding Danny's origin. And Megan is like, oh, my God, he was tortured. And then Desaad cut out his brain and put it in this box. I'm like, yeah, that's what Desaad do. You know, like, these are the baddest of the bad. Like, Darkseid is terrifying, you know, and everybody that works for Darkseid is terrifying. And given that not a lot of people know that much about the new gods because they don't get a whole lot of show, but it made the Tomorrow People actually cool. And that's saying a lot considering how much I love the new gods and don't really care about them. But, they showed some good stuff with Granny. They even showed a little bit of Glorious Gottfried, you know, and Glorious Gottfried is terrifying given the world we live in and the country we live in. You know, mass mind control is terrifying.
Yes, it is.
So
the question now is, all right, so Malefic has the box, and he's basically tied down attacking our main heroes that are going in. Do you think that leaves him kind of like, not incapacitated, but busy doing that? Like, do you think he can multitask the other stuff? Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, it's, you know, he got them, but he ain't going to be able to do nothing else. So he's kind of like stuck now, because he's stuck doing this move. When our other heroes come out, if they can come out, I guess. I don't know.
That's a hard one to answer, because what we know is he obliterated Danny. He said a word, and those lasers came out.
Yeah.
Now the question is he controlling the Kaiser Thrall and making it do that, and he has to keep control? Did he set the thing on automatic pilot and did the smart thing and not visualize himself to monologue? What's he doing? We don't know. And that's one of the things that makes him a dangerous dude. You know, he might be doing exact. Yeah.
I got a feeling he's just going to do stuff and he's going to try to give me what I want. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And he's going to wind up getting killed. I just think he's going to wind up being killed. Because
this is a very thin foundation of a relationship that they all have. It's not like it's not like they all love each other.
Yeah, it's not like.
But Silhouette the Animator did say that Nightwing, Rocket, and the others are probably going to help out. But can they? Because remember, Zod comes out, but he's like, "Hey, everybody else, stay over here, and you know, like, y'all stay until I send for y'all." I guess they're, you know, blocking or guarding the other ones?
No, they're looking for Nightwing, Zatanna, Artemis, and Kaldor. Because
I'm assuming they're going to be blocking the doorway, right?
It literally
playing a little
is.
Defense?
No, he literally told them, spread out, go find him. And Nightwing said, we have to shut down that boom tube. And he this did. Is the part that I really like, which is, when you split up the team and there is no communication between them, they can be the biggest obstacles to each other. Like, sometimes the bad guys just got to sit back.
Yeah. But I do like when they're separate and they move, like we saw Nightwing was like, all right, we can't get in touch with Kid Flash, but I'm assuming that whatever he chose to do is what is the right thing. So we go on, you know, so sometimes when they're separate, they end up trusting each other and being able to, because we
it gets growth.
We do have BioShip, Kid Flash, Kid Chameleon, Saturn Girl. So they are still there and alive. And Kid Flash is kind of like available to move around. Oh, question.
No, he's not.
As this, wasn't he on the
under Laura's boot? Yeah, but no, he's under Laura's boot at the end of the
episode.
Yeah, but
Laura isn't. Laura isn't with him right now. He ain't watching. No,
yeah, he is. Laura is on the planet outside of the boom tube. Like this is the big thing.
Yes, yeah, Kid Flash is in the ship. He's not looking at Kid Flash.
No, he is. The episode ended with Lore dragging Kid Flash on the ground, dropping him down, putting his foot on his chest, saying, "Father, the galaxy is yours."
He did drag. He definitely dragged Kid Flash.
You're right. Now, to ask
Saturn
the question,
Girl and BioShip. That's the question.
BioShip, Saturn Girl, and here's my question about Kid Flash. All right, so we saw him using his super speed. We saw Lord Zod stop him while he was using his super speed. Mm-hmm. Here's my question.
Because we're talking about Zack Snyder at that.
We're talking. All right. let me pull out my eyes and roll them down the street real quick. All right. So, okay. So, are we going to say that Kryptonians and Daxamites are as fast or fast enough to register speedsters?
Yes.
And if they are we going to say that basically Kryptonians and Daxamites are speedsters? Because I'm not ready to say that.
It looks like I'm the DC Comics guy here.
No, don't get me twisted. I've read DC Comics where Flash has continually beat Superman. So if Flash is continually beating Superman, then I don't believe that Lord Zod going to be like, oh, well, I see everything you're doing. Pause.
Well, there are
I'm
two like, things.
I got questions for you, bro. You just got the yellow sun. Just got that. All right. Superman Ben had that yellow sun. All right.
Now, there are two things on that. Number one, which Flash? Okay.
Impulse
all Flashes
is supposed
move
to be,
at different speeds.
Remember, Impulse was faster than regular Wally. Because remember, him and the regular Flash were running around that little vacuum or whatever.
Him and Barry.
So him and Barry were running. So that means that he's faster than Wally.
I'm looking for the most powerful thing there is. Where somebody pull a pin up in the chat, because he needed to knock him out to move the story along and drag him down. That's all we needed to do.
Yeah, because
he's gonna come back fast.
See this definitely comes down
with a reflective beam. I don't know. Maybe he got a lucky punch in, and then by the time he hemmed him up, like the rest of the Zora crew. Zai crew did the rest of them. It was all over.
Yeah. And
all we saw was him shut up and knocked out.
Yeah. And this is the thing. All right. When the story beat needs everybody down.
See what an animator said, Lord Zod is fast because we need 26 episodes.
Thank you. All right. Because seriously speaking,
that's exactly
put a pin in it.
Now, there are four superpowers that destroy story arcs. Okay. Four that just kill them. Okay. Number one is, was, and will always be magic.
Yep.
Because magic says, oh, there's internal logic to this universe. Not while I'm around, says Doctor Strange or Doctor Doom or Scarlet Witch or Constantine or Doctor Fate, whoever, Clarion. Yeah. All right. Number two has always been super speed. Okay. Super speed is the number two thing that kills everything. Why do you think Quicksilver has only been featured in two X-Men movies? Two! There have been seven! You know, because the moment he made his debut, and was it First Class?
Yeah.
Yeah, in First Class, it was like, what he did in that,
was
in that one scene?
I can't remember.
No, it was the McAvoy. It was the McAvoy thing because he was rescuing Magneto from the Pentagon. I just wasn't sure if that was.
Was it Days of Future Past? Guys, let us know. I think it was Days of Future Past or something like that.
But either way, as soon as you saw what Quicksilver could do, it was like, why do you need anybody else?
The best thing in all those terrible X-Men movies for the longest.
Yeah. And the third one is psychic ability. Okay. The whole psychic ability, the ability to see the future, or sorry, clairvoyance. You put those three, any one of those three on any character and your story unravels. This is why Spider-Man's Spidey sense is always messing up. you know,
Spider-Man just be hungover, maybe like
seriously.
And that stuff is only immediate too.
Yeah. Like, but it's psychic enough. If you could see 3 seconds into the future, yeah,
or it's stressed out about bills.
Because even he doesn't want to use his powers for profit. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Shouts out to Blade, the first Blade movie, where he beats up that dude, and old girl is like, "Are you robbing this man?" He's like, "How you think we fund this organization? We
ain't like, the March of Dimes. This is the March of Dimes?
How you think we fund this organization? I'm about to steal that. I'm about to sell that camera over there. I'm about to take this DVD player. I'm about it was 98, yeah. So I said DVD player. Let it ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good, very good. Yeah, I'm gonna take his beeper. I'm gonna take his watch. Is he wearing gold chain shoe? I got a guy.
I mean, bullets ain't cheap.
No,
yeah, bullets ain't cheap. And these solid bullets. Silver bullets. We gotta melt them down ourselves. And man, that stuff costs money. Right?
That's a whole lot of silverware they gotta get from pawn shops times. And funerals.
My leather outfits gotta be dope.
Yeah, you know leather ain't cheap.
I can tell you from experience that the dry cleaning on a leather duster that adds up real quick.
Thank you.
You know, so, but yeah. So seriously, so when you've got those characters, you know, getting back to Kid Flash, if any of the Flashes were set out to do whatever it is that they did unabated, there would be no show. I mean, remember, the Legionnaires got him for time travel. The number one, fine, it's your story. You just take the pen. I'm done. Time travel. Because you got the whole Bill and Ted factor of, oh man, we lost. Wait a minute. What if I took the thing that we needed and I left it under this rock 15 minutes before we got here? Oh yeah, here it is.
Oh Lord. You know?
So yeah. Yeah, I mean, seriously. And that doesn't make for good storytelling unless it's satire. You know, the last thing to really do it right was kind of, I think it was Back to the Future. Part 2.
Bill and Ted 3 was a travesty.
Oh my God. I wasn't mad at 3.
I mean, you know, shout out to old boy for like getting clean and be able to do a movie with his boy. So I know that's part of it, but as a story, trash can fire. But anyway, moving on.
Matter of fact, before we move, I was just thinking about speedsters and stuff. Before we move on, shouts out. Guys, check this out. It's a pretty interesting take on speedsters. Was it on Lion Forge? What is it? Excel. There was a character called Excel on Lion Forge. It was
E-X?
Pretty dope. Accell. Okay. And I'll see if I can find a link to drop in the chat. But basically, it was a cool little look at like a different way to do speedsters. So, you know, shouts to them. But okay. I'm trying to see how we win this, because it looks like, bro, we got what, one episode left? Mate?
Oh,
I got. We have one or two. How many episodes we got left?
Two?
I think two. Maybe. Yeah. Because I'm like, maybe they leave this season on a cliffhanger where the good guys aren't winning. Maybe that's it. Because I'm like, y'all wasted all this time with these like part one of the season, and now the heroes got two episodes to like mop all this up. Like either A, we're staying on a cliffhanger where the bad guys win, which makes sense, or B, y'all about to do some slapdash writing.
No, there's only
they won because they won.
No, you only got two things to do for the rest of the season. That's it. Keep Superboy out.
Yeah.
Put Zod and his team back. Close the door. That's all that's left.
Oh yeah, that's all they have to do. No big deal.
Look, the magic school bus was wrapped up. The Clarion storyline was wrapped up. Vandal Savage is not here this season. We're not doing this overarching story thing. It's not like the season with the Reach. All they had to do, you know, Mars is secure. The Zeta Beam is set up. The treaty with Apocalypse is set, or the treaty with New Genesis is set. The Zeta Beam treaty and technology is fine on Mars. So right now, all that's left is get back Connor. Get and Connor, you know what? Get Zod out. And they can do
I
that
have to agree with you because it proves everything that the humans been telling all these arrogant, weirdo people. And we were right all along.
We told you.
Because y'all can't do nothing. New gods, y'all just got your head up your butt. You need us too. Green Lanterns, Kilowog, quit being racist towards you.
Mm-hmm.
You needed us. Got your pot to kill. Oh, now you need us.
Yep.
So all this stuff we've been trying to tell y'all, get it
true,
together.
True.
But this is what's going to happen. I think Miss Martian's going to save the day. She's going to save her boo. But I also got
not save her boo though.
I got a bad feeling. I think Miss Martian and Connor are going to retire after this again. Because
I'm fine with that. I'm perfectly fine with that.
I think they're going to have, but Connor deserves to retire because he was the one that kind of never stopped him and Beast Boy, and look how much they suffered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of time for them to take a break. But what I don't want to hear from Miss Martian is that she get mad at Nightwing because he didn't want to get her hopes up and be like, hey, I didn't want to tell you, blah, blah, blah. I hope she don't like, you should have told me and all that stuff.
No, I don't, that's not the Megan from season 3 on. That's not post-breakup McGann. Pre-breakup McGann probably would have been like that, but post, you know.
Hey, put a chat up. I think we should leave, put a poll. Do you think it's going to happen? Because if they do that, I'm going to roll my eyes. Like, I'm going to be like, I get it. But she's like, I'll do anything to get away. We get it. But it's like, you know, Nightwing is trying to consider your feelings. Like, look, we go.
Try. Ooh.
You got to be a, like, Nightwing is crazy. Like, Batman and them crazy. They got no superpowers jumping into Phantom Zone ready to fight.
Yeah. Just
think about that for a second.
Yeah. Honestly, I was actually hoping for some more with Adam Strange because Adam Strange and Batman, they're on that level. They're on that level.
Just insane. Like, I'm going to take two sticks and use martial arts and I'm going to jump through space and time. And I'm going to whoop a strong alien.
We'll be all right.
Got to do what you got to do, man.
I'm still smarter than the other dummies other than Calder to help lead these fools.
You know.
I got to respect it.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I give them their props.
And honestly, you know, I would be fine. And Zayas in the chat was like, hey, maybe they go to the future with the Legion of Superheroes. And I would be cool with that.
I would want that to be its own show. I want that to stay away from Young Justice, me personally.
I don't know.
They could spin off in that way. They could say these characters go into the future.
I'm good with them retiring because they've been through a lot, and the next couple of generations are actually pretty good. I mean, the senior members, the leader type team, the leaders that we got for the new ones coming up. We still got Satana. Black Canary ain't going nowhere. Black Lightning is a serious leader and a good mentor. But we've also got Kaldor, who I ain't gonna lie. All right. When the show started, I'm like, what's up with Garth? What's up with this dude? What is this? And I'm like, nah, man, Kaldor, no, that's the dude. I more episodes with Kaldor.
When the show started, I cared nothing about Garth. I was like, whoo, thank God we got a brother up in here. I was like, because I know how DC do, and that joint was about to be a show that we just had no help. It was just gonna be like, draw one of you in the background.
Kaldor
in the background.
Yeah, I'm 100% Yeah, and we got Kaldor, Cyborg, Beast Boy, especially post rehab Beast Boy.
You know what?
Artemis is still there, as like the statesman type thing. And we got Donna Troy and Nightwing is still
there.
You know
what? You just mentioned something. You made me think of something.
Hmm.
This could be what we've been getting. Like, you know how they had the young crew, and when they merged, when they first merged in kind of with the you know, the first generation.
Mm-hmm.
The first generation can take a break a little bit, and then you can kind of get back to the outsider slash
mm-hmm.
new ones and deal with this Brionne stuff. Because you're going to have to deal with Brionne.
Yeah.
And whatever, back with the light. And since they were kidnapped by the light, they will always have like a issue to deal with it, and also with the mother and father box technology problems too. Because they always try to get Cyborg and Halo. So that does make sense that we can go back to them.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like if, you know, like when they used to make Call of Duty, you go back for Modern Warfare. Go back like you can just jump back and forth. You can always do something to bring back the other people into later. That. Take them out of retirement.
Yeah, I'm saying, as and again, Martian Manhunter is my favorite cape superhero, and McGann is the closest thing I get. But they've done their time. Let them have a break. Pass the torch.
Take a break.
Okay.
Yeah, pass the torch.
Give us some more Rocket. Give us some Static.
Thank you.
Give us a little Cyborg.
Give us some Blue Beetle, bro. Especially since they're filming this movie. You know, more people need to know about Jaime if they're trying to get them movie tickets sold.
Shout out to old boy from Cobra Kai, man. I think he about to have a big, you know, whether if the movie flop or not, I think his star is still going to shine very brightly.
Yeah.
But they could have.
I hope they come through. Blue Beetle has the opportunity to do some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's DC, so.
Well, now, it might be DC Discovery, and we don't know nothing about them yet.
Okay, true.
We okay.
don't,
so,
no, this is, cause this,
we don't know.
This might be the first project. Is this the first project under, well, not really under the new banner, but sort of?
Actually it is. Because it has, it was already
started under the new banner, but it's still in production under the new banner. So there's possibility for like changes.
It's theirs. Once they took it over and that thing Baylor started, it's theirs. Because they can stop it. Just like how they stopped Wonder Twins.
Thank you. All right. With that
what are you talking
said,
about?
With that said, final thoughts over to Keith Cooper. And where can they find you?
As you can find me, just like on Nerd Soul Shirt, put a .com after that. Flourish.com, and it's my name is in the back in the square, however you see it. Sales going on through tomorrow, but also the sales actually going to keep going on through the end of July because it June 1st, we're going to be celebrating 6 years of Flourish being in existence. June is always our thing. It's me and Mark's birthdays. It's our other friend's birthday. It's the anniversary of Flourish. So we try to pass the savings on to you all. We do a month long sale. We try to do as many events as possible. Like I said, the hip hop show is June 5th. I got Mississippi Comic Con at the end of the month. I'm going to be back on the road for that. Try to hopefully take a little breather after June 5th and get ready for that. And then I'm going to be kind of just out and about. But again, find me on Instagram at Blurred, period ISH, and on Facebook as well. My final thoughts, love this episode. I wish, I'm just like Mike, I wish we could have got way more of this earlier, but I'm going to ease back. I'm never going to ease back on Superman, but I'm going to ease back on the rest of the crew because I know they're doing some different stuff, and I'm just thankful that, just be thankful that Young Justice is on its own streaming platform with WB and didn't have to go through the Netflix problems because they cut all, and they cut an animation left and right. So, I am so happy that HBO Max has money. They got Discovery funds, and Discovery do have money. So long as it makes profit or don't cost too much, it should be able to continue. That's why these mergers and things happen.
Yeah. And Netflix got money, too. Don't let them fool you. They acting like
they got money.
Like, but for you to lose billions of dollars and still be in operation, bruh. But they got cheese.
It's always about if it's trending up, trending down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Netflix is gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? Remember when HBO was dead? So it, you know,
I don't know.
It, you know,
there's always somebody who wants to buy WB. WB done died and rose. I don't know how many times because of those two letters and its IP. That's why we literally just talked about a video game that can go on for the rest of our natural born lives if they want to do it.
Yeah.
With multiverses. So WB has, all they got to do is use your brains. Whatever was going on with the movie part, cut that part out and clean it up and do everything else that you've been doing. And
yo, just hire the three people right here. We got you. We're going, because first, we don't care about Twitter anyway. We know what we're going to do. We got this.
And yes, I want to quit. And then one will say this, I'm going to pass the mic. I'm tired of hearing about the Snyderverse. It's dead. I don't care.
Yeah, let it go. Let it die.
Let it go. Snyder is not working for them. He is not coming back right now.
Snyder ain't think about them. They ain't think about Snyder.
God, it's not possible. They have new owners at WB. It's not coming back.
It's impossible.
It's possible, but not right now. Jeez. Had to tell that at a con. Like, let it go.
Man.
Done, man.
Man. I don't know.
It was cool, but it wasn't like that great. Come on now. Like,
look, it's just people. It's just people that are looking to belong. Marvel fans got their Marvel universe, and it is a cultural phenomenon. And it's like, what about us over here? Relax. Not everything's about you.
Analogy real quick. It is like the Nets waking up saying, I don't need to pay Kyrie Irving no long contract. We got to think this one through.
Yeah,
we want to rebuild right.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, Warner has always had a hard time building their cinematic universe. I keep saying this. Their cinematic universe was supposed to start in 2011, but their executive hated comic books and they hated everything to do with them. So that's why we got what we got with, you know, interstellar sci-fi movie, but no, wait, let's just put you in New Mexico. You know, that's what we got, and that's what killed it. And as far as beating a dead horse, that's my DC cinematic universe, because the framework for it was brilliant. I thought the framework was brilliant. And
that's why when people say it's just business, it's not personal, they're lying. It's personal.
Seriously.
You heard him. We didn't have a cinematic universe just because he didn't like it, not because it didn't make sense on paper.
Yeah.
Or the money didn't make sense or anything.
No, the dude signing the checks didn't want...
Without calling names, I know a couple people that work at WB right now. Mm-hmm. And you want to know why Hanna-Barbera isn't a thing? It's because someone that was working there, that person isn't there now, just didn't like Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be any Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
No, I don't like Yogi Bear.
It's
done.
It's personal. It's about you. So
it's
when
powerful
says,
people.
It's, no, it's always
yeah, it's powerful people saying, I want that, bruh. The reason that Barry Allen and Hal Jordan are alive, is because Jeff Johns wanted them alive. It was that simple. You know, Wally West and Kyle Rayner were Green Lanterns for like decades. And Jeff Johns is like, nah, I want Hal and Barry back. And then we got it. That's what we got. That's just what happened. It is personal to one or two very powerful people. And yes, Zayas, 2011, the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie was supposed to launch the DC cinematic universe.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It was.
I mean, they called it Angela Bassett for that joint.
Like, yeah, because Green well, the
and
thing
I know
is,
true,
yeah, Green Lanterns so show space. It's look at outer space. And from the Green Lantern Corps, we were going to learn about Thanagar and Krypton. And then after we learned about Krypton, that's when we got our Superman. So now we got a Hawkman series, a Green Lantern series, a Superman introduction in this universe where Earth already knows that aliens are there, so we don't get the dark, bleak future. That was their framework. And I'm going, this makes sense. But the executive in charge of those properties in 2009 were like, bah, I don't care about all that stuff. The only comic book thing that actually works is Batman, so that's all we're doing.
Which is so stupid, because that's literally similar to how the animated universe worked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it had the big War of the Worlds thing, and then you flew into Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. And then all the movies that, you know, were similar or in their own universe, but worked along those same paths.
Yeah, because that executive had no power or care about the animated, the animation department.
When it's literally should be the framework of your movie franchises.
But he didn't want it to succeed because he didn't want them out there. He thought anything involving superheroes was trash. And Batman, though trash, was profitable. So he couldn't put the kibosh on that, because this is in the middle of the Nolanverse.
Try to put the kibosh on Batman. Them folks would have pulled him out of his house. It would have been a January 6th. Oh,
yeah.
Marcalon says Jeff Johns threw a lot of power he had around back then. True.
Still does.
Overrated power. But I'll let Solar finish with his where you can find him and everything.
So speaking of Jeff Johns, I'm glad he doesn't have a whole lot to do with Young Justice, because it's good and it's staying that way. Now, my final thoughts on this episode was a fantastic setup to the finale. Okay, all the pieces were in place. When everything stopped and we got that moment of, Dad, why don't you like me? Why don't I like you? You know, at the end of the episode, with three different teams of superheroes being Bioship, the ones on the ground, and the ones in the Phantom Zone, in their places. The Zod's team is coming out of the Phantom Zone. We've got the bad guy team that we've been following the whole team, all in that place where Kryptonians don't have any power, almost like the moon of Titan or Wakanda in Avengers Endgame. Like, the board is set for a really good pow flash bang finale that everybody's going to want, with an epilogue of serious character development.
They better not kill Connor for this.
Like, I don't think, like I said, I don't think, I think our boy in the chat has it right. I think he and McGann are going to go to the Legion of Superheroes, which I am all for, because that team does not get enough love and they need more. I honestly see everything being set up for all of that stuff, especially since the Legion needs a Superboy. And if it's not going to be Clark, it's got to be Connor. You know, that's they premiered in the Superboy comics back in 1960 something. And most of their stuff that isn't strictly focused on them has always focused on getting a Kryptonian into that team. Like, that's their inspiration for the whole superhero United Federation of Planets type thing. So I'm good with that. I'm really looking forward to this next episode. I'm interested to see how Zod is going to be reacting to Lore. Because, again, that was not the look of a proud father.
I was going to say, what took you so long?
Yeah, what took now you so long? Or yeah, you know, I get that whole ingratitude thing.
It wasn't like, son!
No, it was like, oh, so you did this. I guess you ain't useless after all.
I got on my bed for this.
You know, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. And a lot of my favorite parts of books are the epilogue, where we get the lesson and the actual show of character growth and how people deal with that. So that's what I'm looking for as far as episode 26 goes, because this show has not disappointed. I think its weakest season was the one that was revolving around the Blue Beetle and the Reach. And even that one had a decent climax. So quite honestly, I think, again, I'm looking forward to this show. I'm looking forward to the next episode very much because of the layers of legacy that are on here between. You got the Jay Garrick and the Justice Society generation, along with the Justice League and Young Justice and the Legion of Superheroes and the New Gods, like all in one place to take care of this whole thing, you know. So this is really something I'm looking forward to. I'm
giant a little hyped up. Team up size issue.
Yeah, I'm not geeked out yet, but I am hyped. All right,
just don't cut away to what's going on, Breon. There's no reason for this no cutaway in the next couple episodes.
So, unless it's at the end, very end, I'm good with that because the Breon thing that was the loose end that was kind of dangling, and hopefully it's set up for season 5. But if you guys are wondering why I keep talking about character development, layers of story, and sometimes how doing the most optimum thing kills your story and makes it so that things are not enjoyable to watch because they make sense and they're short, then you should check out my talk show over at twitch.tv/BID_P Monday through Friday at 3:00 Pacific Standard Time. You hit us up on the dark side of the room and we talk about character development, story structure, all within the context of running tabletop role-playing games, writing short fiction, and talking about comic books and stuff like that. So it's a really fun thing. Think about it like getting tutoring for your English class without knowing that you're getting tutoring. Because we just talking about stories and comic books. We ain't saying your homework for this week. We don't do any of that stuff. And we do that Monday through Friday.
When you hear the bell, turn the page.
I don't know if you travel, how much you travel for cons, of course, with COVID out. But I just know some cons that I don't do all of that. Not saying I wouldn't, but I know a lot of some of my fellow, older gentlemen, older than me, as nerds like to call me young. I know I'm not ancient, but, whatever. But I think you would make a good guess for some of these cons that's really big into gaming.
Well, thank you.
I think you should apply to some of that and see if you can get some of that per diem money. And see
we will definitely talk because part of the community outreach that our Patreon pays for is setting up these programs to look at storytelling and teach D&D and through all that stuff, learning story structure and proper story beats and of course 3D engineering and statistical analysis to kids in disenfranchised areas in ways that they can apply immediately. So that's one of the big things.
I'm gonna give you some links. I ain't the man to talk to, that's a little but I know some people who know some people who I think they would like what you got to say, and maybe just apply for, I think you should apply for it. If you start traveling down this way.
Hey, thank you, Plimkey.
No.
See, that's what's up. Shout out to
Plimkey. All right. What's up? And when you actually subscribe to the Twitch channel, I do a stupid dance. So that's a big thing. So if you want to see a brother with no soul embarrass himself, then, just pay me $5 a month. And I'll be like, yeah, look at that. All right, cool. So seriously, that's with Young Justice. Yeah, I am super excited for next week. I really am. So,
okay.
I'm not geeked, but I am hyped.
Okay.
I'm not geeked, I'm hyped.
Okay. All right. I know I'm not going to get this, but I hope the next two episodes are double episodes. I know I'm not going to get that. I'm just saying I hope that. But I know
you want a two-parter?
I want the last two episodes to both be 40 minutes apiece, 40, 45 minutes apiece.
You want extended episodes.
We're not getting it. I love to see it because
that would be a great world, bro.
I feel like there's a lot to wrap up that we just spent, but with that said, we do have a great setup. I'm ready to see some action, some really good fights, some knockdown, drag out action on all sides. And I wouldn't mind seeing a quick you know, a quick question. I wouldn't mind seeing a quick appearance by maybe Vandal or Darkseid. I wouldn't mind seeing it. So, with that said, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those places, hit that thumbs up if you like what you're seeing. Down if you don't, but you got that TikTok podcast, all that jazz. Speaking of outreach, you know what I'm saying? Keith and I have been, we've been soft launching, so it's not all the way, but we're going to talk to you about some stuff because we already, you know what I'm saying? We already kicking the truth, all right? To the young black youth, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Love how you keep saying soft launch when my back and my knees are hurting from doing all this stuff.
Well, because it's not wide. Because I'm planning something to do on a larger scale, but I gotta talk to you. But we out here for the youth. We out here for the kids. You know what I'm saying?
I'm already 10 toes in, man. I, like I said, you know, catching people on the con floor and you know, slipping in their hands, or you know, while trying to slip some dollars in my pocket as well. Yes.
So with that said, before this little baby go crazy, we love all y'all in the chat. Thank y'all for rolling through. Andre, Zeus, Markalon, Jenna James, SM Down, Silhouette Animator, whoever else. If I forgot your name, it's not on purpose. It's because this kid is about to go crazy. So until next time, which will be maybe tomorrow for Strange New Worlds. I don't know, because schedule right now is weird, and I might be able to tell you why later on. But until that time, we're going to leave y'all with some black comics, all right? Some dope black comics. We're going to leave y'all with some dope beats, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully, y'all can understand that from here, this is the best y'all going to get for that Young Justice, all right? For that Young Justice talk, this is the best y'all going to get. Y'all ain't going to get no better, all right? Anyway, we love all y'all. Say we love all y'all. Say peace. Anyway.
I got it.
Oh, you got it? All right.
And shout out to my homie Camp, because he agree about the Young Justice talk. He gives us credit for making him watch it to remember his home.
You ready? You ready? You going to do it? You sure? Can you do it? All right, go ahead. And bye.
Boom.
We out, y'all. We out. Peace. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you.